enthusiasm. In today's reading, Elijah and Elisha were traveling together, and Elijah wanted some time to prepare for his whirlwind retirement adventure. Elisha wouldn't let him out of his sight. He didn't want to miss out an opportunity to be the next prophet. He asked Elijah for a double portion of whatever he had going for him. Elisha had enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. That's a good word. It's a good attribute. Intense and eager enjoyment, interest, or approval, as in having energy or enthusiasm for life, passion, gusto, spirit. Enthusiasm also has some negative connotations. Historically, the word had meant to be possessed by gods, or used to describe religious or political fanaticism. Today, there may be a little blending of the positive and negative in common use. I love her enthusiasm. They really are too enthusiastic for that. What connotations does enthusiasm have for you? What is your energy, gusto, passion, spirit, enthusiasm for what it means to be the church? A caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. In response to God's love in Jesus Christ, we seek a right relationship with God and other people through service in a caring community of fellowship, acceptance, and inspiration. Together, we share the joy of discipleship and service to God with all who desire to join in the life of our church. God created each of us. As recipients of God's grace and love, unearned and freely given, we are called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We celebrate every person as a child of God, created in God's image. We welcome people of every age, economic status, ethnic origin, gender identity and expression, marital status, mental and physical ability, political affiliation, and sexual orientation. Be the church with enthusiasm. There aren't many reasons to think that Elisha was an enthusiastic assistant who would take his role as the next prophet seriously. Picking up the mantle from Elijah was a big deal. Elijah had been a super prophet. He caused the rain to stop for 3.5 years in 1 Kings 17. He called fire from heaven in 1 Kings 18. He brought the rain back in 1 Kings 18. He did a whole bunch of people get killed type miracles and even parted the waters. That was from today's reading. And Elisha parted the Jordan in 2 Kings 2, brought a boy back to life in 2 Kings 4, healed Naaman of leprosy and made an axe head float in 2 Kings 6, brought back sight to the entire Syrian army in 2 Kings 6. Elisha was a super prophet as well. Of course, another way to look at this week's reading is that Elisha was afraid that he'd get left out in the cold. You know, if he missed the opportunity to be the next prophet. He didn't think he would succeed if he didn't have at least a double portion of what Elisha had. Elisha was afraid and self-conscious. He was fanatical about succeeding. And there's a little bit in the Bible to suggest that, too. One time, a bunch of children were making fun of Elisha by calling him Baldy. And he called a she-bear out of the woods, and it mauled the boys. That's in 2 Kings 2, 23 and 24. Some have tried to explain it as God's power over those who would mock God's servant kind of thing. But, you know, please, I think Elisha was pretty self-conscious. That's a bad thing. Anyway, so Elisha, was he an enthusiastic prophet in waiting? Or was he a self-conscious, fearful, enthusiastic prophet wannabe? Does it matter? Leaders come in all shapes and sizes. Leaders come from all walks of life. Leaders come with all kinds of gifts and shortcomings. Leaders succeed. Leaders make mistakes. You don't have to be great or larger than life or powerful or successful or anything that matches the way we usually measure leaders to be a leader seeking God. You and God are enough. You and God are enough to do what God calls you to do. You and God are enough to do what God calls you to do and to share your story of faith. You and God are enough to do what God calls you to do and to share your story of faith and to lead others in following God's two rules. Love God and love one another. You and God are enough. How do you know what to do? Well, easy answer, measure every bit of advice or inspiration, an idea, by these. Does it fit the overall theme of the Bible? God creates, we mess up, God redeems, we mess up, God refreshes, we mess up, God does something new, we mess up. And does it fit the two rules, love God, love one another? But then there's more complicated thoughts, I guess. How do you know if an idea or bit of advice or inspiration is better than another? What if you're not sure it's the best idea? What if you're confused and feel like you're not ready to do whatever it is that God is guiding you to do? Well, don't be afraid to fail. And remember, you're not alone. You're not alone in leading. You're not alone in failure, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey. Any age, any gender or gender identity, any income level, any ability, any skin color, any sexuality, any history, anything. Don't be afraid to be bold. Please don't be afraid to step out into something new. Let's be the church together. Light and love and growth and service and making the world better are right in front of us. Let's pick up the mantle. Amen.